The health and well-being of children is obviously a priority which is faced by many challenges. There comes a time when overcoming those challenges, unfortunately, has to be replaced by coexisting with them. But that doesn't always have to mean surrender. My next guest is a certified speech-language pathologist and applied behavior analysis instructor who's created a resource for parents of children with autism to break through that wall that's created by autism. And to explain what the ICANN method is all about is Karen Kabaki-Sisto. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Chris.
And let me give you this website because this is something nice. Talking about autism, as you know, listening to the show on a frequent basis has always had that cloud of mystery around this. But this is an advance, and like I said in the intro, breaking down of at least one of the walls of autism, ICANNforAutism.com. And Karen, to say the least, when we talk about autism in New Jersey, it's an extra strong priority because our rate of autism is twice the national average.
Yes.
One out of 45 children. And one of those problems or walls created by autism is something that, you know, you look forward to when you have a child, to communicate with them, to hear what they have to say, and to be able to talk to them and teach them and know for a fact that they are comprehending and understanding. But with autism, that's a huge blank blank part of the canvas when it comes to parenting.
Right. Autism affects social interaction, language, verbal language, and nonverbal communication and behaviors. So, yes, it can be very overwhelming for parents and confusing. What do they do? So I saw this need, and it was my call to action to help parents all over New Jersey as well as all over the world by developing a new communication method that works. My method helps people with autism get a new way of thinking so that they have the power to take charge of their own communication in any social situation and get closer to their parents and everyone they meet in society to build closer relationships through communication.
This whole idea, too, with the element of communication in just day-to-day life, the absence of that, I'm imagining here, and certainly correct me if I'm wrong because I'm the layperson, without that connection through communication, how much more weak does it make the child's life foundation seem, at least to them, saying, you know, as far as they're aware of, gee, no one's really paying attention or understanding me.
Exactly. Communication is the most powerful tool we have, but it's also the most complex tool. And there's definitely a very close relationship between functioning in society and socialization and, like you said, feeling wanted and being able to give and receive love and communication. So this is definitely something that, you know, needs our attention. Everyone that works with the person with autism, his teachers, his parents, his community members, his therapists, and society at large.
I noticed with this app, too, that rather than, and a lot of people would imagine that this would be, since you're doing something for kids of a pretty significant age range, instead of cartoons or animation, you made the scenes real, which I'm taking, too, that just connects the child with the reality of the world around them, then, as opposed to the fantasy that the cartoon might inspire.
Exactly, and that was my goal. I started over 10 years ago through just line drawings on paper, which was more cartoonish. And I saw that my students and my clients, they were intrigued and they really wanted to learn more and understand more. And then, you know, thank goodness we live in a digital world, the technology age, and computer animation became available. So I started trying to think of different ways to improve and enhance my method. And I, you know, tried a CD-ROM type thing through PowerPoint using pictures, and I saw that the children with autism related so much better to real pictures and real photos. They wanted to know more about these characters. What's their name? Where do they live? Do they have friends? And this was amazing. So I went with this, and about 5 years ago, tablets became more and more readily available and used by children everywhere, especially children with autism who are drawn to tablets, and it's been proven that technology actually maximizes learning gains, especially gains through communication by using tablets. So I was like, wow, this is the best. Video modeling, which is an evidence-based practice. It's been proven, scientifically proven, research has shown us, that children with autism learn a lot through watching videos of people communicating. So I incorporated all of this into an app for the iPad.
And that app, you can find out more, by the way, we're talking with Karen Gabacki-Sisto about her ICANN method, iCannForAutism.com. The app's available on iTunes, $29.99. And it's for recommended for children 6 and older. Adults can use it, too, who are able to both read and speak in complete sentences. Get more information at iCannForAutism.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, as far as the app is concerned, you also made this parental participation necessary for this whole thing to work. And you also make it a tiered situation where upon initial entry of data or information that the app asks, it will start the child at the appropriate level and won't let them go through the remedial and get to the point where they have the actual need, because, you know, much like with a TV show or movie, you risk losing your audience, so to speak.
Right. You mentioned two very important facts. One is that the app, my method within the app, meets the child where he or she is at. So it's an ongoing assessment or evaluation tool to see what level, what communication ability level best suits his or her needs, and it guides them through it. The second thing that you mentioned, parent involvement, yes. This, my method, which is embodied in this app, is meant for use at home so that the child himself or herself can feel the independence and the power that he has or she has over his or her own communication. But the parents are witnessing firsthand how their child thinks, what their child understands, how they express themselves. And the parents, through a parent checklist, can make their own observations as well to see if what they're feeling about their child's communication matches what in actuality is happening. So they can compare their observations to what the child is actually performing, and it's ongoing, so they can see their child's progress throughout and help their child. There's a part in my method in which the parent involvement is necessary to role play so that the parent gets the opportunity to see how their child uses this new method for communication.
Now, I know every case is going to be its own case for the variables that exist within the child and the parent's awareness, ability, and dedication to doing everything they can. But overall, what's some of the advancements you've seen or heard about from children who have been exposed to your ICANN app, and what kind of progress have you been made aware of from achieved by some of these kids?
Right, it's been amazing, Chris. I've been so happy, thrilled to see the immediate improvements that were not there before they were using the ICANN method. For example, one of my students who is using it, I would go to her house, she would open the door wide, grab my iPad, run away from me, and, you know, I was left to my own device to walk through her house. After using my method, she now comes to the door, opens it. Hi, Karen, come on in.
Wow.
You know, it's a hot day. Would you like some water or some ice cream? You know, what are we going to do today on the iPad? I can have conversations with you. So this idea of hospitality, you know, this is a social behavior. And this is one of the issues of people with autism, the social interaction. They don't understand why we do what we do. And the language that follows, the words that follow, or the nonverbal gestures, body language, facial expressions, they don't get it. Another example, one of my students, after using my method, his mother called me up and she said, "You're never going to believe this, but his sister was sick on the couch, and normally he would just pass her by, you know, that kind of thing. But this time he said, 'Oh, no, you're sick. Here's a blanket. You'll feel better tomorrow. Don't worry.'" He showed empathy.
Wow.
For the first time. So, you know, parents are with their child most of the time. The child is at home, and this is their child. So parents are the best teachers and the best advocates for their child. So this is why using the method at home is so crucial, so important.
Well, as we've talked about so often in the show, the causes and the reasons and why autism comes to be in a child is still a mystery. But with the app that Karen has created with her ICANN method, it just becomes a way where you can bring more of your child from within themselves out for you to enjoy and for them to enjoy a much more steady and stronger life and be aware of how they are being understood and loved and appreciated. And that would just go so far in making a happier time for your home and for their future as well. Find out more at ICANNForAutism.com. And we're joined this morning by Karen Kabaki-Sisto. Karen, thanks so much for really what's a revolution for parents and families with autistic children. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. Can I just add that on the ICANNForAutism.com, parents can download a free preview of the app so they can try it out for free, a preview version.
And trust me, once you do the preview, you're going to download the app. It's $29.99, and it will bring so much more positive to a life that no doubt you've been facing a lot of challenges and strains and even sadness over. And Karen's going to turn all that around for you. Thanks again, Karen.
Thank you so much, Chris.